at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. It is the Wednesday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwick.
Whatever you want to talk about, all you have to do to control the show is dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Literally anything, whether it be a political issue, you want to rant about something, you got a personal problem, and you want to get something off your chest, we're here for you. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. You can also join the fun online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the live streaming. So if you're in an area of the country where you can't listen to us on the air, on the AM-FM dial...
Is there any place in the country where you can't hear us on the dial?
Oh, there are a number of them. anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com and tune in there for free. We've got a broadband stream and a dial-up stream as well. So everybody who's online can listen at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, Jason is here. It is Jason Wednesdays.
Yes.
And a few Wednesdays ago, you almost... Well, you did. You ran into somebody in a parking lot.
A pedestrian.
Older lady.
Not too much older. She was in her 40s, I'd say.
You weren't going fast or anything like that. You were pulling into, as I recall, you were pulling into an empty parking space, or what you perceived as an empty parking space.
A parking aisle.
Oh, excuse me. I thought it was a parking space.
No.
Parking aisle.
And she was just standing in the middle of the aisle, didn't see her until it was too late.
Because it was apparently a rainy night here in the state of Florida, and therefore we get a lot of fog. Since there's so much moisture, we get a lot of fog on the inside of our windows frequently. And you had a difficult time seeing, period, let alone seeing the woman in front of you.
Correct.
So you bumped her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she apparently didn't want to press charges.
No.
She wanted to just kind of let it go. She said she was all right. She got up. That sort of thing. But her friend had already called the cops.
Her friend who thought it was a good idea to stand in the middle of an aisleway?
Right. Her friend insisted on calling the cops, and so the cops showed up. They found out that, Jason, you didn't have your... I guess your driver's license was...
Suspended.
And
DWLS.
That certainly didn't help the situation.
What's that mean?
Driving with license suspended.
I see.
Right. And then on top of that, you got some sort of hitting a lady charge, right? What was the other charge?
I think it was careless.
Careless driving?
Yeah.
So, court date, you went
today. Couldn't she have gotten careless standing for standing in the middle of an aisleway there?
You'd think so.
No careless
pedestrians
standing.
Pedestrians are quite protected, though.
Yeah, I can sort of understand that.
So today you went to court?
Yesterday I went to court.
Yesterday?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, I thought that it was going to be the judge, a prosecutor, and myself. And as it turns out, it's for these wiener misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
It's this mass cattle call arraignment where you show up, there are about 50 or 60 other people being charged with wiener misdemeanors in the courtroom, and you get called up one by one, told your charge, and then the judge will say, all right, prosecution, what is the state's recommendation? And they'll say either adjudication or withhold adjudication.
Mm-hmm. They like using big words. What does that mean, adjudication?
Essentially meaning it'll...
You're guilty or you're not guilty, or they're withholding saying you're guilty.
Right, so...
Like, you got a penalty, but we're not going to actually call you guilty.
Yeah, okay. They'll penalize you, but it won't go on your record. It won't show that you have been charged with a misdemeanor.
If you accept adjudication?
If your adjudication's withheld.
If your adjudication... Okay.
And...
So does that mean they're throwing out the charges and you just have to pay fine?
It basically, essentially.
That sounds right.
You pretty much just have to pay court costs, which is what happened to me.
You got withheld adjudication.
Yes, I was one of the few in the room because I waited for about an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, before my name got called.
So wait, you believe it was because you had to wait that you were withheld?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I got to see a lot of people arraigned in front of me.
That's how you knew you weren't in the majority.
Most of which for driving while license suspended. Although there was a woman in her probably late 40s who was in there for prostitution. And
That's not good.
Let me just say, poor career choice. Very poor career choice.
Not good, huh?
Not at all.
Well, how do you... She must have been reasonably successful if she got caught.
I don't know.
You can't just sit at home and be a prostitute.
No,
you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's true. So you were withheld adjudication, then they gave you your fine, is that right? Or no, you'd already paid the fine by that point, hadn't you?
I'd paid the ticket.
You paid the ticket.
I had to go pay court costs.
Ah,
yes.
Got it. And that was probably a factor. Now, man, what you had recommended that Jason pay his ticket before showing up in court.
Pay anything he could pay
right
at a time.
Because,
and I did.
Right, because that makes it look good.
Right.
That makes you look as good as you possibly
sure,
can.
Sure, you're kissing the man's ass. The man likes
right.
that.
Well, that's what it's all about, is about separating you from your money. And if you've already had your money separated from you, they've got really no reason to threaten you with
and
any more jail time.
As long as you have a good
time.
Attitude about that, they don't care about your record.
Right.
Another reason why I believe the adjudication was withheld, without boasting, I looked better than anybody else in the courtroom.
Yeah, it's a good idea to wear. Good idea to wear a suit.
Presentation-wise.
Right. Aesthetically, I mean, I was wearing a suit and tie.
Really?
Everybody. Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to court, wear a suit.
Yeah.
The lawyers
are
wearing
rent
a suit? Because I don't have a suit.
You can borrow
you
one of mine. You're skinny ass even if you get one of mine.
But
you don't need to go to court,
people
though.
Are showing up there wearing shorts, sweatpants, like torn flannel shirts.
If you have to go to Goodwill and get one of their, cheesy polyester suits, I mean, at least they'll feel like you made an effort. Even if you just wear a sport coat, a tie, and a pair of pants, a pair of slacks, iron a pair of khakis that you've got, wear a sport coat that you bought from Goodwill for $15,
right.
Wear your dad's tie that he wore to church on Easter. I mean, it doesn't take anything, but people go to court wearing,
looking like they rolled out of bed.
Wearing the Cheetahs nightclub new dancing T-shirt and a pair of holy jeans. And
judges don't care for that.
No.
No. And we can sit here and complain about the judicial system all day long, and there are a lot of things that are wrong with the judicial system. One of the things that this is just one of those facts about the system that you need to know.
Yeah,
that judges like to be respected, and they consider dressing up, respecting their courtroom, etc., and that's where all that comes from.
Indeed.
Impact, yes.
I will say, going through that process was like a walk in the park compared to my experiences at the Department of Motor Vehicles over the past few days.
Really? So you have to get your license reinstated because it's suspended or something.
Right, exactly. And
you're in the Tampa Bay St. Pete Department of Motor Vehicles venue, correct?
I actually, being that I was down in this area, I went to this area's notorious Department of Motor Vehicles.
I was just thinking it would be worse in the heart of Tampa than it would be on the outskirts.
No chance.
Huh.
No. They run about as efficiently as a square tire. It's awful. I can't explain it.
Were there people just pouring out of the door, waiting in line? That's
the
last time I saw.
People pouring out of the door, the employees at the DMV, because they have no incentive to perform their job aptly, they just sort of mill about, they'll talk to each other, hang around the back.
While there's 300 people waiting for help, right?
300 people with scowls on their faces and bad intentions. And it was awful.
The DMV is not a for-profit organization.
It certainly is not.
And it runs like one.
And between yesterday and today, I spent over 5 hours in that building.
Painful. Like 4 hours and 40 minutes of it was waiting, right?
Yep.
More than that.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love hearing bureaucracy stories because they're all so damn similar. I mean, wherever you go, whatever department, whatever bureaucracy, whatever government program you're going to pay a visit to, be prepared to wait. I mean, just take half the day off. I remember one time I tried to go and do something with my tag, and I had to go to work after that, and I had to run out of there because I was running out of time.
Yep.
They just take forever. This is your
show. Take your iPod with you and Free Talk Live.
And listen for the beautiful idea. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We got emails. We got phone calls. Whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. If you want to take control, toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
We do it till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything and everything. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Don't forget to get online at freetalklive.com. Join us on the bulletin board system there. It's absolutely free with thousands of posts and hundreds of users. Let's talk to Aaron in Tennessee. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manuel. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to ask y'all a quick question.
Sure.
How do y'all value a strong handshake? Like,
I think it's very important.
I think it is, too.
Within the American society, absolutely. It is kind of an American thing, isn't it, though, Manwich?
I don't know the answer to that. You've got me at a loss. I can't imagine. I would think that that's very important. And since American culture is the dominant culture in the world, I think that most businessmen from other cultures would learn the strong, would probably go through American custom training. And the first and lesson one would be firm ass handshake.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if it means anything. I don't have any real value personally for it, but I know that it's important to do it.
It is. I totally agree.
Now, what about the bow? The little, say, 20 degree bow?
No. you don't bow.
Well, they do in Japan, right?
Yes, yeah.
Right. Now,
well, what do you think it means, Aaron?
I just think, you know, that a lot is based out of a handshake. If you give a firm handshake to a person, then, you know, you just can tell a lot about them. You can tell, you know, that they're firm in what they believe in. You know, I just think that it's really critical, especially if you're in a job interview or whatnot.
I think it's very critical in a job interview. I don't know if I believe any of the things that you put behind it.
I see where Aaron is going.
Well, I just basically brought this up to really stretch the... We can talk about anything on this show. So
yes, you can.
I think it's a great topic.
I see what Aaron's saying. I mean, as far as, especially in a business application, if you've got a good, solid, firm handshake, I think that exudes a bit of confidence. I mean,
I think it definitely does.
You're not squeezing somebody's hand too tight, but it's solid, it's firm. Unlike somebody who just kind of limp-wristed shakes a hand, then you might not want to hire that person.
Exactly. I totally agree.
I think that it's really... I think it really makes an impression. Not that it's the most important thing in the world, but it really makes an impression for women to do it. Now, when a woman's got a... she's got a real firm handshake, you say, damn! That chick's about business.
Absolutely.
You know?
That is not messing around. There you go. Yeah, and I hope that y'all regain on Podcast Dolly. I noticed that y'all had flipped just a little bit, but I know that your faithful listeners are going to go out there and vote for y'all.
Thank you. I would vote for you more,
but I just can't. They just won't let me. So
we're not asking people to cheat. We're just asking people to maybe tell a few friends about it and tell a few friends about the show and have them come and vote for it.
Well, the way it works, Aaron, is every month it completely resets.
Oh yeah, I know, and I don't. But how does he determine the top 10? I know the FERF, you know,
it's
does
just
that.
Like it's basically I visualize it as a horse race. They're literally opening the gates at the first of the month, and the podcasters just come out of there running. I mean, these podcasters that are on the top 10 are pushing their podcast on email lists and amongst their friends, just like we are, scrounging and scraping votes to try and get to number one.
Mm-hmm. And some of them apparently are better scroungers and scrapers than we are.
Well, some of them apparently have a dead pope on their side, which apparently brought a lot of listeners to their podcast.
Yeah, I definitely think Podcast Alley is, you know, there's a lot of other directories, and I know that y'all list, like, on the Pickle directory and everything else, but I think that Podcast Alley would really be the, you know, the true, you know, it basically defines where you are, I guess. You know, I don't really look at other directories and their, you know, where you stand on them.
It's the Nielsen rating of podcasting.
Yeah. There you go.
Right now, they are the premier directory for podcasts.
Exactly.
And it's total bull flop that we haven't been featured.
Well, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm not going to beg for a feature. I mean, if they want to feature the show, they will.
I'm not begging for it. I'm just saying it's bull flop. I mean, there are plenty of shows that have never been in the top 10 that are featured.
Maybe they think that we don't deserve to be featured because we've been in the top 10. I don't know.
Well, just keep bugging the FERF and he might do it for you someday.
Well, I don't know. Aaron, why don't you bug the FERF and see? Because it would seem too gimme if it was me doing it.
Yeah. You know, like, well, I've shot him a few emails. He's not really one to write back, but I'll definitely do that. I mean, maybe y'all could bump the quality of the MP3s up too, just a little bit more.
Aaron, we already bumped them up and they sound good enough. You're going to have to stick with the 24 kilobits until the CD, the DVD collection is released.
They sound horrid on my radio station,
What's the worst thing, I guess, why is it that we wouldn't bump them up? I mean,
we've got to give the fans a reason to buy the DVD collection of archives that we're going to put out.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to put out some DVDs of the original, like for people like Aaron. Aaron, you've been listening to Free Talk Live for how long?
You know, whenever y'all hit Podcast Alley.
Now, okay, great. Now, we were doing a show 2 years before we hit Podcast Alley, so there's a good 2 years worth of Free Talk Live that people like you, Aaron, haven't listened to. And I don't know. I know the Free Talk Live fans out there.
Do you have, like, every episode?
I have virtually every episode.
Like,
Free
the first
Live.
Night?
The first night.
You can
wow.
buy every episode, too, off of that GNC.
No. GCN, our network, sells the episodes that they've been around for.
Oh.
But they don't
we were on a local station for yeah. a couple... We were on a couple of local stations for a couple of years before we went national.
So I think there are a few people. I'm not going to say they're going to be huge sales, but I think there are a few of our listeners who would find a DVD collection valuable.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe I could release the very first Free Talk Live to the podcast listeners just to entertain us a little bit.
That'd be a nice, good, interesting idea. Thanks for the call,
Aaron.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Aaron is somebody...
He sounds like he loves the show.
He's a huge... as far as I can tell, he's a huge fan of the show. He actually has created an internet radio station,
uh-huh.
and he takes our archives and he rebroadcasts them with our permission.
Kind of like a live stream?
It is a live stream of our archives during a certain time during the day. He's actually got like a playlist and of podcasts that he does.
That's great.
It's exciting.
Oh, he does different podcasts,
and we're one of them.
I see.
And
the Taste of the Goods one?
No, Taste of the Goods doesn't exist anymore.
Is it some other variety of that?
No.
Okay.
No, they're gone.
Okay.
Scott and Johnson, Splitsville.
Okay.
Splitsville?
That's why they're on our show. We have Johnson Mondays and Scott Fridays.
I see.
That's all that's left of Scott and Johnson at this point.
They broke up.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. So, yeah, if you haven't voted for Free Talk Live during the month of April, you can go to freetalklive.com. You'll find a little link that says Vote for FTL right there on the top of the archive section. It's right next to the What's New links. Just go and cast your vote.
You know, I love that topic that Aaron brought up, how important is a handshake.
It's a great point, and he made the point that it really proves that Free Talk Live will talk about anything. And we have something to say about virtually everything, don't we?
Pretty much.
We do. I've noticed that gals are not so good with the firm handshake. Men of questionable masculinity.
Well, they're dainty.
They're dainty, and
they're tender.
I don't make a judgment on them based on it.
Right.
And I don't make a judgment on them, but I do make a judgment if a woman has a strong handshake, regardless of what she looks like. If she grabs your hand and gets a hold of it.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
This is a woman who knows what she wants. Yeah, she knows what she wants, and she knows how to get it.
Yeah.
She's one of those kind of women.
That's the assumption I make. I don't believe it's not true. It's just some assumption I make.
I think it's a safe assumption.
I don't know. I don't think you can really tell that much. I mean, it's not as if the handshake is the window to the soul. So.
No, certainly not. But a good somebody who has a good handshake,
uh-huh.
It's going to be part of a total package.
It makes you feel good about doing business.
Well, not only just a handshake, but it's got to be part of the package. Like you were talking about earlier, being dressed nicely, mm-hmm. eye contact. If you've got a good handshake combined with good eye contact, you've got somebody you want to hire.
A certain amount of eye contact is disconcerting.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up absolutely anything, and we'll talk to you about it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest.
Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And as usual, we got a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about. But if you want to take control of the airwaves, the show is about you. We will literally interrupt what we're talking about to go to your calls at 800-259-9231. In the event we don't have calls, though, well, sometimes we do some emails. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might read it on the air. We won't guarantee that we will. We will guarantee we'll take your calls. So this one comes in from Brian. And he has a number of things to say about the show. I just want to talk about the words. This is him writing. I just want to talk about the words free and freedom that you guys like to use so much. Let me tell you something. Libertarian.
It doesn't sound like he has anything nice to say. When someone says, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That means whatever you're thinking is wrong.
Let me tell you what, boy.
Well, he wasn't quite that.
No, that's the Southern version. Let me tell you what. Libertarians don't own that word, and they really shouldn't use it. If what you're talking about is freedom, then you should be calling yourselves anarchists. Last night on the show, Ian said, quote, government needs to come to a close. And he's right. I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Ian is practically an anarchist.
I'm not quite there yet.
Well, he makes God-fearing libertarians like myself look like, compared to me, you're an anarchist, my friend.
Yes. I'm getting there, but I think the more... I didn't say it correctly last night. What I should have said is, government as we know it needs to come to a close.
Great.
Okay. Anyway, he says, that is actually anarchism, not actually libertarianism, which I won't try to tell you is right or wrong.
Thanks for the little pointer, buddy.
Just vastly different than the concept of liberty. If what you mean is liberty, then you should say that and not freedom. As for Manwich's assertion...
There's a difference between liberty and freedom?
I don't know if he's going to explain this in a little bit, but I don't think there really is that much of a difference.
I don't know of any difference.
Not any real discernible difference.
As for Manwich's assertion that people are just naturally, and this is a quote from, he's claiming you're quoted here, are about your property, you know, the rights that you have, it's born into you.
Mm, yeah, natural right, natural law.
Personally, he says, I was born with compassion. I am more than willing to share my property with those less fortunate than myself.
That's your privilege.
And
yes.
All and personal possessions.
The question is, are you a socialist and willing to share my property with people who are under... Because that's not so... You know, I mean, any... That, my friend, is armed robbery. When you're using the government as a weapon to take my crap from me so that you can give it to people that you feel are more deserving, you aren't anything nice but an armed robber. And you ought to go to jail, in my opinion.
He says he's more than willing to share his property with those less fortunate than himself, and personal possessions, while somewhat important, aren't what I'm all about. Then he says, I'm all about liberty, true liberty. And we'll find out what he means, but first let's go and talk to Ron in Pennsylvania. Again, you can hijack the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Ron, you're on with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to comment about what I've read about the history of the handshake.
And hey, I'm interested. Excellent.
Well, it goes back to the time that the men carried weapons. They'd have possibly a shield in one hand or a spear and a sword in the other, and it was normally in their right hand.
Right.
So they would have to put that down as a sign of trust when they encountered another person, and thus they would shake hands as another sign of trust.
Hmm. Isn't there isn't there a story in the Bible about Egad, and he was a left-handed judge for Israel, and he stabbed the king with his left hand because, you know, the right hand was traditionally your sword hand. Are you familiar with the story?
That sounds familiar, but I can't really recall.
I'm not familiar with that story, but
okay.
That's about what
I
know.
Ron, do you think handshakes are important?
Well, yeah, would say so.
Would it make or break? Like, if you were a personnel manager at a given company and you were interviewing people, would that make or break an interview? Possibly.
Possibly, it depends on the individual. But I've always used the firm handshake. I learned that back in my junior high days playing football, and the football coach explained to me that was a sign of a man's shake, was a firm handshake.
I think a lot of coaches did that for boys, young men.
You're a man's man if you have a good handshake.
Set you down, and they'd teach the boys in boys' gym class that this was important. And, I mean, it's obviously not physical. I guess it is physical education, but of a different sort. And I think it's invaluable. They did it to me and, the Christian school that I went to. And
yep, I was indoctrinated with it just the same.
I think it's valuable. Yes.
All right, Ron. Well, anything else on your mind?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, sir. 1-800-259-9231. It's that easy. 800-259-9231. Back to the email Brian. Brian says that he's all about liberty, true liberty, which in his mind means that people should be able to do anything and everything that they want as long as it harms no one else.
That sounds like libertarianism.
That's fair to me.
You're a libertarian,
liberty.
Brian.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's freedom. Anyway, he says, but I also believe that we do need a government.
I believe that we need a government, too, constitutional one.
I agree that it should be much, much smaller, and the federal government's role should be a lot less than it is. We're definitely in agreement there. But this doesn't mean that we need government to completely disappear, as Ian seems to support. I would be totally happy with a constitutional government.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be peachy keen, okay? But I would probably be one of the people who's on the other side of the fence saying, let's cut it a little more.
Yeah, let's cut it a little more. Let's streamline this baby.
Right. Right. It's not small enough yet. I'd be happy with it, but for me, that would be the starting point of continuing to downsize government. I really don't see... it's hard for me to say that there's any sort of reason to have a federal government at all. I really don't see any need for it.
Well, apparently there's some need, because the several states need to be unified in some manner or another.
Yeah, but it's brought us such trouble because people haven't been paying attention. I guess you can get me to admit this. If we, for some reason, were able to get back to a constitutional government, that would really mean that the people of the United States have had this huge paradigm shift. I mean, they have all of a sudden woken up and voted for libertarian candidates who are cutting the government back down to size. I mean, the fact that Americans would have that sort of awareness at that point, would mean that we would pay attention, because the only way that you can keep that federal government in line is to watch it like a hawk.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
That's what we failed at in this country. The people failed the Constitution, as Johnson puts it, and they just got lazy. They started, they got into their own lives and their own affairs, and they didn't concern themselves very much with what was going on in Washington, D.C., and as a result, we're screwed.
What besides an army and a navy would you say the federal government should be responsible for?
Well, first of all, the Constitution only specifies a navy, really, for the military. The army's only allowed
to put together an army, which is basically the state militias.
Right. What would I specify for them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the original purpose was to ensure that the states could kind of get along with one another mm-hmm. to some extent. But for the most part, we're supposed to have sovereign states where they could basically set minor differences in rules, but all
their own laws.
falling underneath the Constitution mm-hmm. and the guarantees in the Constitution. So I don't think that, I mean, the post office is in the Constitution, and that's a bad idea. So the Constitution isn't perfect, but I'd be happy with it. We'll get back to more of this email coming up, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section there with you just sign up. Takes you maybe a minute or two. And from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show.
Then you're in the club.
Exactly. Whether it be a brand new affiliate that we want to announce, whether it be me begging for votes at podcastalley.com.
Which you do on just about every...
A monthly basis.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so anyway, you want to be signed up. If you're a fan of the show, if you like the show, you want to be clued in, the updates list is the way to do it. Anyway, let's get back to this email here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Brian has been emailing us.
He's kind of figured out your weak point there, the old anarchist leanings, Brian.
What do you
has.
Mean, my weak point?
Weak point there. I'm just telling you, that whole anarchist thing. People don't like that guy.
Yeah, it doesn't fly with most people.
No, it definitely is a frightening sounding thing, but yeah. I have my own talk show, so we have time to hash it out a little bit. We have time to explain that the brand of anarchy that I lean towards is not of the bomb-throwing socialist kind. That's another problem, is you've got two distinct types of anarchists. There are the kinds that you've seen in the streets during the WTO protests in mm-hmm. Seattle, like mm-hmm. bombing out storefronts and destroying things.
Not really anarchists.
No, they're not. They're people that just don't have a clue. But they like that. They like the black flag with the A, the circle around it. You know, they like the violence and everything. But I'm for capitalism. I'm for the free market. That's what I want. I want an unbridled,
natural law.
Right. I want an unbridled free market. I want organization through. Through nature. Because think about it. Look, if you ever seen a swarm of bees, for instance, nature has this natural order that's just there, and it's hard to explain, right? There's all these a swarm of bees, and they're all kind of moving in a wave, and they have this coordination that they couldn't possibly, you know, be communicating. Okay, bee number two, you move up a little bit. Bee number three, you move. There's no way to naturally coordinate this. It just happens. They flow.
You know
what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I just don't believe that it could work.
On the other side of the coin, you could use the metaphor of the bees in favor of socialism.
Really?
They're all working towards one common goal.
Well, so are we.
The perpetuation of the hive.
Yeah.
So we're working towards a perpetuation of the species as well, aren't we?
Correct.
I mean, it's man's drive to
I think you need the state
seed.
To maintain law.
Well, anyway, I haven't done. Now you bring up the one issue that I can't answer, man, which because I just haven't done.
Well, that's the issue.
Yet.
I mean, that's it, right? It needs to maintain law.
Okay, and that's the issue I'm stuck up on. That's
the
issue that
the federal government needs to be in place in order to orchestrate war.
Hey, they're not very good at that, though, man. Which
orchestrating war?
Yeah, they kill people they're not supposed to.
It's true.
They get involved in wars that are unconstitutional. I see no reason, even if you're going to have a federal government, I see no reason to have anything beyond a Navy.
Navy's going to still want to shoot things, too.
Well, sure. Yeah, but okay, they have a very limited ability to do it. I mean, they'd have to move their boats to another country and then lobby rounds into that country.
They do that.
They do that. however, it's usually a part of a coordinated mission with the Air Force
right.
and everything like that.
Who then drops bombs on the country from in the sky.
And I asked you the other night to name a war that we've been involved in that was constitutional.
I don't like any of them except the Revolutionary one.
And that was
pre-constitutional.
And when I say we, I meant the military. And the military wasn't involved in that one.
I can kind of see the War of 1812. But,
well, certainly.
But now, if you look at the War of 1812 as now these countries attacked our merchant ships,
mm-hmm.
we sent out these countries being England attacked our merchant mm-hmm. ships, conscribed our soldiers. After the England stopped the practice of conscribing our soldiers, we then sent our army out mm-hmm. because it was lag time.
Did they attack private merchants or did they attack government ships?
Private merchants. And that's
stole
the thing.
Ships and the sailors.
Well, the government doesn't need to be involved in that.
That's right. And what I'm explaining to Jason is that the problem with that is well, in this case, you got Halliburton who wants some oil. We send our army in to help Halliburton
right.
out.
This is not correct. That's un-American. You're forcing everybody at gunpoint to help protect a company, to help protect somebody's mm-hmm. business. If you want to go and harvest oil from some violent country where your people are going to be threatened with violence and explosions for being there, it's your job to hire the mercenaries and to pass that cost on to your customers.
It's
not our job to defend you.
I think, to some extent, you must look at, though, what if, for instance, the issue that Thomas Jefferson had to deal with Barbary pirates. The Barbary pirates were attacking American merchant ships and taking the sailors into slavery.
Yep.
Which is a little worse than conscribing them like England was. England was just making them, you know, do a little bit of work. I mean, it's certainly the slavery, but to a much lesser extent.
Did they get the doubloons? That's what I want. Avast.
When somebody from the Sudan takes you into slavery,
uh-huh.
you're in slavery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's slavery in its raw sense.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent over the Navy in order, was it...
Well, that's the risk you take on the high seas.
Trying to think. This famous... American pirate, but I can't remember his name offhand.
Blackbeard.
Now.
Redbeard.
No.
Goldbeard. Maroonbeard.
Oh, God. A man with three names, and he's not coming to mind. I'm sure one of our many nutty older libertarians will call in with the answer.
American
right
pirate, you say?
1-800-259-9231 if you know the answer to that one.
Anyway, we went over there and laid waste to the Barbary Pirates. And now what if the Barbary Pirates had taken a whole bunch of Americans, put them in slavery? Don't you think that there's some obligation to the American government?
No, you're sailing the high seas. It's your obligation to protect your own ass. 1-800-259-9231. That is, if you had a fleet of ships, I don't think the Barbary Pirates would have been able to defeat you. 1-800-259-9231.
I'm sure they were trying to earn enough money to have a fleet of ships.
This is your show. You take control. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're still inside hour number one of the show, but we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time still for you to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. At 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com where we got archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described. They cost you nothing. You don't have to pay any sort of membership fee. You don't even have to give us your email address. You can just go and get them. You can even sign up for the podcast and vote for the show as while you're at it. It's all there for you, and it's free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about piracy.
What
brought it up was just this general question of what should the federal government do, mm-hmm. and you kind of spun it into, well, what if there were pirates? You know, what if back in the day, was it the government's responsibility
to
protect merchants?
Well, one thing you can be sure, there are pirates currently, and the reason that they don't run the seas or have some effect on maritime issues right now mm-hmm. is because the United States Navy and Coast Guard is such a force.
Uh-huh.
And they will go and they will kick the living crap out of any pirates. Not to mention that they'll kick the living crap out of a lot of other people.
Right. There are pirates, I believe, over in the Asia area of...
I'm sure that there's the pirates in the Caribbean, too, but the piracy is kept down to a minimum.
And they probably don't look like Johnny Depp.
you asked the question if you've got these merchant ships that are being attacked by pirates, isn't it the government's responsibility, as you put it, to protect them?
Forget pirates.
Okay.
You've got another, for instance, pick a country. Any country.
Myanmar.
There's 1,000 Americans over in Myanmar enjoying vacations over there. Imagine that, in fact, Americans did go to Myanmar.
mm-hmm.
1,000 people, Myanmar decides, we want the American government to pay us $1 million, mm-hmm. or $1 billion, or pick a number.
Okay,
$1 billion to get back these thousands of Americans.
Right.
What's the American government going to do?
Well, in a free America, in America without even a level of federal government, like that's what we're envisioning here. That doesn't have these responsibilities.
I'm asking you some questions. I don't know if I'm envisioning
right.
this.
Okay, this is what we're looking at: a government that doesn't have the responsibility to go and protect those people, mm-hmm. which means it doesn't have the ability to tax us at gunpoint to go and bail out 1,000 idiots who went over to some violent foreign country to go hang out on their beaches. Okay, it's not my fault that you went there and put your ass at risk. So, in a more free America, those people could all have contracts with defense organizations, and they might pay a yearly fee because they're travelers and they go around the world, and the defense organization will insure them against capture. And if they are captured, they'll come to their aid.
I don't know if I want an organization that's that big and powerful. Can you imagine an organization that can ensure your safety in a foreign country?
Well, they would come after you if you were captured. You know, they'd hire mercenaries or whatever to come after you and
so here
rescue.
Comes Halliburton. They've got F-16s, tanks, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary, man.
Well, is that necessary for the operation? If it is, then they should
it
be able to do it.
Might just be.
How is it more scary if Halliburton has them than our U.S. government?
Because the government's more ponderous and stupid than a corporation or
well,
company.
Well, yeah, Halliburton's more likely to rescue your ass. 1-800-25, you're more likely to get your head chopped off if it's our military doing it. 1-800-259-9231. I'm not saying the system would be perfect, and nor am I envisioning what it would be like, because you and I can't figure out what the free market would create. Anyway, this is your show. Hour number two is on the way. If you've got comments, you want to change the topic completely, dial in 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.